USA News Update. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is close to announcing a visit to Iowa in the next couple of weeks.
We're planning on something very soon.
He tells WHO Radio in Des Moines he'll be back again.
At least a couple of times before the election.
Trump has already visited New Hampshire and South Carolina, and Iowa Republicans have noted Trump's absence, as Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, and Tim Scott have all already made visits. I'm Richard Johnson.
He says the number one priority for the U.S. Justice Department is upholding the law and protecting civil rights, including protecting the right to vote.
The department's storied civil rights division has been at the forefront of efforts to protect the right to vote, ensure constitutional policing, and enforce federal statutes prohibiting discrimination in all of its forms.
Speaking before the Senate Judiciary Committee today, Attorney General Merrick Garland added the DOJ is also set to hold those who participated in the Capitol riot accountable. President Biden is threatening to break out the veto pen as the new Republican majority in the House has advanced legislation that guts a new labor investment rule the Biden White House favors. The new rule says they must consider environment, social, and government factors when making those decisions. House Republicans say that's a woke ESG agenda.
This is unacceptable to the president, and that is why he will veto this bill if it does come to his desk. President Biden is focused on protecting workers' hard-earned life savings and pensions.
It was a big day for the Department of Homeland Security.
President Biden marked the 20th anniversary of the creation of the Department of Homeland Security.
The Department of Homeland Security was formed out of the tragedy of 9/11.
Speaking at DHS headquarters, the president said the agency is as important as ever in keeping Americans safe.
That's correspondent John Schaefer. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
The governor of Ohio is praising the people of East Palestine for their resiliency in the aftermath of February's train derailment. Governor Mike DeWine also expressed his gratitude for the recovery efforts by those from federal and state agencies.
I'm also impressed by the hard work that so many people are doing to make sure that this is a community that is in fact safe and does in fact remain safe.
DeWine joined APA and FEMA officials at Wednesday's news briefing after spending the day in East Palestine with his wife, Fran. DeWine said he understands people want to return to how their lives were before the derailment. Prosecutors in the Alex Murdaugh double murder trial say the accused former attorney is facing mounting pressure with lies. During today's proceedings, lead prosecutor Creighton Waters played police videos where Murdaugh later admitted on the stand he was lying.
And he's admitted to you that he's lying right there. Easily he did it.
The prosecution says Murdaugh's lie about his whereabouts the night his wife and son were killed proves his guilt. Murdaugh admitted that fact on the stand but blamed his drug addiction and fear of police. And the man who assassinated Senator Robert F. Kennedy is being denied parole. Wednesday's hearing was the 16th attempt for Sirhan Sirhan, who shot RFK in 1968 at the Ambassador Hotel in L.A. during a speech. He shot 5 others, but they all survived. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.